As I walk into the HEB off I-35, I head towards the freezer aisle, where a note lets customers know that the grocery store is expecting Bluebell to return to Waco sometime from mid to late September. That aisle is also where I find 65-year-old retiree Michael Malott. For him, ice cream is just ice cream. It's all the same. But his wife and daughter-in-law, he says, have their preferences.
They were totally ecstatic when they heard that it was coming back to the stores and told me I had to go out and find some right away. Just because it was Bluebell ice cream and that was the best ice cream in the world.
Malott says they don't seem too worried about any health scares or the potential of another listeria contamination. So I had to ask him.
So do you think it's like a Texas thing? Like why do we love it so much?
That I have no clue. Other than my wife said it was made better than any other ice cream there is.
So to find out just how Bluebell ice cream was able to weather the storm of a listeria outbreak and why Texans are so forgiving, we turn to Chris Polig. Polig is a professor and chair of the marketing department at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business.
I think what really made the Bluebell brand successful in surviving this crisis was really these beloved and more heritage-based associations that are not related to the functionality of the product per se, but they make it to where we're much more likely to forgive the brand. And research shows that brands that are loved are much more likely to be forgiven.
And that's what Polig's research has found. One article published in the Journal of Academy of Marketing Science looked at a brand's ability to endure negative publicity. And like his research, Polig says with Bluebell, it's the brand's outside associations, like fond memories of having the ice cream as a kid, that have insulated the brand from harm. Polig says ultimately we buy things for three reasons: for the benefits or the functions the product serves, for symbolic benefits, that is, it makes us feel good about who we are, and also for hedonic reasons.
These are, you know, reasons based on just pleasure. So, you know, one of the things we like about Bluebell, for example, is the fact that it has these flavors that maybe are kind of whimsical or remind us of our childhood. So those are reasons we buy the product as well. So when you think about a product like a Bluebell, it actually hits on all of those products. You know, so it definitely, flavors are great, tastes good, and for the most part, it's reliable.
That reliability was called into question several months ago when a listeria contamination was found at the company's production facilities. On April 20th, Bluebell voluntarily recalled all of its products and eventually closed its facilities to undergo cleaning and equipment updates, which led to roughly 1,400 full-time and part-time Bluebell employees being laid off. The company's return to stores in Texas and parts of the Southwest is part of a five-phase plan, which Waco is part of phase two. But with only one production plant operating right now, it's going to take some time before it returns to the heart of Texas. In a video posted on the Creamery's website, Ricky Dixon, the vice president of sales and marketing for Bluebell, said operating one production facility has limited the ice cream's complete return.
It's kind of like trying to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with a single garden hose. It can be done. It's just going to take some time.
And it's that time that has been another invaluable benefit for the company's return. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.